As a sales rep, you're trying to take advantage of LinkedIn, but you're connecting with people and you ain't getting no responses. What's going wrong? On this episode, I'm going to give you some ideas of what you can do to help jumpstart conversation in a genuine way. You're going to love this. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of the Sales Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Donald C. Kelly, the Sales Evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And on this episode, we're going to talk about a topic that many of you have brought up in some way, shape, or form. How do you get responses from people on LinkedIn? Well, I'm excited to break that down for you today. If this is your first time listening to our podcast or watching one of our videos, please go ahead and subscribe, and I'll be sure to notify you every time we drop new pieces of content. Our podcast is simple. It's designed to help you to 3 to 5x your sales pipeline and close twice as many deals. All of our episodes fall in one of those two buckets. And today's episode is going to fall underneath the first bucket, building pipeline, specifically going around this idea of your existing connection. We believe very strongly in action. So the things that we're going to give you is not just based on theory or ideas or some book work or someone else's blog. We're going to give you things that we have tried, tested, that we know work and can help you out as well. So let's go ahead and dive in real quick. The first thing that you want to realize when you're sending connection requests to people on LinkedIn, do not, for the love of everything that's precious, do not send a generic LinkedIn connection request where it's just like, I want to add you to my professional network. That gives no context or no reasons or no meaning behind it, right? When you think about that, as someone's a receiver on the back end of that, you might just say, this person just want to get into my network and I'm just going to put you in there as just another individual. So if I have 10 people that I connected with, and 8 of them give me no personal message, no context why I should connect with them, but I accepted their connection request, they're going in that general bucket. But imagine if I had 2 of them. One of them actually says, hey, Donald, we connected from XYZ conference. Boom. Awesome. The other one sent me a personal message saying, Donald, I love your recent post on LinkedIn. Saw you talked about blah, blah, blah. I tried it and it worked. Thank you. Permission to connect here on LinkedIn. Now, if you did that, think about the chances of how you're going to be elevated. Those two individuals, the one I met at an event and one that gave me that personal message, are going to be individuals that get elevated in a different level. And we're going to probably have a higher context and better communication as we go throughout the platform. Now, if you hear somebody laughing in the background, it's my little guy. He's watching a show, a little show. You probably heard about it. Little Bluey, right? Not Little Bluey, but Bluey. It's like the sensation. These kids love it. So if that's the case, go ahead and drop me a message on LinkedIn and you can have a personal connection with me about that as well. But you get the idea behind this concept so far, though. People are going to get put in buckets. What bucket do you want to get put in? So this is a very, very, very first step besides the fact you're being distracted by Bluey in the background. The second thing I want you to do is that it comes back down to not just like most salespeople, whenever they get a connection or send a connection request to someone, it's a short-lived idea. And the reason being is that I don't care about you. I care about my pipeline and about sales. So therefore, I'm just using you to get to that end. And I want you to not to think like that. If you do, it's going to be so much more challenging for you to be able to find success as a sales professional utilizing the strategy. It's not just a churn and burn. You need to make sure you strive to have some kind of genuine connection with human beings. People are craving that these days. But if you go in with just a short-term thinking, I'm just trying to get money and see if they can fit with us and then drop them off, then you're going to have your LinkedIn connection full of people who are not a good fit and who don't like you. And just not cool all around. So what I would say, there's a couple ideas to help now that I've sent a connection request, a personalized connection request, and you've accepted it. And I have this mindset that I'm going to build value with it. Because even if you're not a good fit for me, there's a possibility because we're in our industry, we're in the same space, you're going to probably have someone that could benefit from what we have, or you may be able to become a referral partner, or you're probably not going to stay at that same company forever. So I need to make sure my actual connection pool are people that I've nurtured or that I have a relationship with so it can lead to opportunities. It's a rich plethora of opportunities right in front of you. There's a rich plethora of opportunities right in front of you on LinkedIn when it comes to your connections. It's just a matter of doing them right. So here are some ideas to how you can stimulate conversations with those people. Number one is to ask questions. Did I get that? Did y'all get that in the back? Yeah? You got it back there? Yeah. It's asking questions. Now, you might say, well, DK, well, what questions do I ask? Well, ask questions about them. Be interested. Be curious, I probably should say, in that person. Be curious in their company. Here's one that you could take advantage of. Look at their posts. If you apply some of the strategies that I teach, one thing I love with Sales Navigator is a feature that allows for you to be able to see if some to give you people who have been posting on a platform or who have posted on a platform in the past couple of weeks, or people who are, you know, change job position. I talked about that all the time, the spotlight feature. So I love the people who are posting on the platform because it allows for me to have engagement or have conversations like this. All of these things help. If somebody hadn't been on LinkedIn in 3 months or 3 years, man, it's going to be really difficult to kind of generate conversations with those people. Maybe they come on and accept connection requests and then jump off and hide again. Or they just lurk maybe every so often and see if there's any interesting posts and leave. Like, that's not going to be somebody I can really build value, build relationship with. I want people who are active on a platform. So I want to look at their posts and I want to talk about that. So in most cases, people are not going to comment. Others are not going to comment on individuals' posts. They're just like wallflower. But if you comment, you stand out. Imagine taking a comment now to the inbox after they've accepted your connecting request. So you might say something like, Donald, bro, I read your post about, I don't know, let's make up a post. I read your post about cold calling. The things that you shared in there, I've told you before my connection request that I tried and I saw a result. I do have a question though. Let's say that you are cold calling on a regular basis. How do you make sure you don't get burnt out? Bro, if somebody sent me that message, I'm going to respond to that. Because now this individual is curious. Yes, it's benefiting him, but it's also curious. And in the same vein too, if it's a topic that you don't necessarily care anything about, like manufacturing pipes, but those are your idea, the manufacturers that buy the steel are your ideal customers, then my goodness, you better read up on manufacturing pipe. If they post something about that, you can ask a question around it. But I'm curious, when you guys are doing manufacturing of the pipes, do you find that, you know, using XYZ steel is more beneficial? Or is there the shift, industry shift to more sustainable materials causing an impact? Like if somebody is that deep in that industry and then you ask them a question that they posted something like that around about the different types of pipes and sustainability, bro, that person's going to respond. But it just shows them that this individual is interested in me or interested in what I have to share. Now, it doesn't necessarily, you're not being disingenuous about this. It's like, I'm really trying to get the insights because this is going to help me as a sales professional. So that's why I like to lead with curiosity and to ask questions because that allows for a person to feel engaged and be able to respond. All this is going to help with the email, I promise you. But before we even get to that standpoint, it is getting that person to talk. And the easiest way to get somebody to talk is to talk about something that matters to them. Again, you can utilize the video component that also helps, makes a little difference. Also, the voice message capability helps make a little difference. Here's another one. Question about their company accomplishment. So let's say their company was just recognized by NASDAQ, or perhaps they just received some, I'm making this up, AAICPT award, or perhaps they just got a recent round of funding, or they just did a bunch of hiring. Like if you saw some of had a bunch of job posts and they don't have those anymore. Like if you're seeing all of that, just ask questions about that. Hey, I noticed you guys have been hiring a lot recently. Is that just because of growth right now, or is that something planning for upcoming years or for 2024? Or it might say, you guys are growing. I saw you guys are growing and applying. Excuse me, you're hiring a lot of people recently. What would you say is the biggest cost or reason for your guys' growth? Again, it's more a conversation about the company. And you know, people might share some theory or some ideas behind that. But it's engaging, man. It's all about them. It's about their organization. And when you can do that, it just makes a world of difference. Final thing that I could tell you that helps make somebody talk is to give them a compliment, a genuine compliment. So again, if somebody recently just changed position or landed in a new role, then compliment about that. You might say, man, just saw you got landed the job or this new position here at XYZ. Congratulations. It's never easy finding a good company, a good place to land. So well done. What would you say is the biggest thing that made XYZ company a place where you wanted to land? Again, it's about them, a compliment, but it's a question. Let them respond to that. And now you're engaging. Engagement is the key factor. And you can go ahead and comment on their posts. You can like their posts. You can also do a little thing that goes a big way. Anyone that comments like on my posts, I know that. But if somebody comments on my posts and they tag somebody else, like, bro, come on, man, I definitely noticed that. Or they might take my post and reshare it. Go back to that one about manufacturing the pipes. Perhaps I take that and I repost it and I give them my 2 cents about it. Like, I didn't realize there's so much sustainability in pipes, blah, 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 blah. This is a remarkable, there's some remarkable insights here. Curious to learn your guys' thoughts on this. Take a look at the article below. Simple, easy idea, right? But by doing this, it allows for you to just make, it allows for you to put your spin on something and just allows for a better engagement all around. But anyways, there are many different things you can do to foster engagement. But I just gave you three simple ideas. The first one, again, is make sure that you're engaged. You're focused on the person, not just on you just generating pipe. Ask the questions to the individuals. You can also ask questions about their company. You can also tag people in their posts. You can share their posts. Easy, simple things to be able to foster engagement. And just let them know in the comments, like, hey, really enjoyed that article. Or, in the DM, really enjoyed your article. I went ahead and shared it with my community. Thanks again. Do you have any upcoming articles or any upcoming posts? Well, what are some of the other topics you're writing content on? Again, get the compliment, right? I mean, get the opportunity to just start the conversation. It's powerful. I'd love to hear from you, though. What are you doing to get responses from people? If you have something specifically that you're doing, I'd love to hear about it. Just go ahead and drop me a message here on LinkedIn, or you can go ahead and send me an email, donald@thesalesevangelist.com. I can't wait to hear about these cool things that you're doing. Follow me on Instagram, any platform, at Donald C. Kelly. As always, I want you to raise your level of thinking. I want you to be able to 3X your sales pipe, 3 to 5X your sales pipeline. I want you to close twice as many deals. But most importantly, I want you to go out and do big things.
Hey, I want to tell you, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I'm super grateful that you're finding benefit from it, that you're sharing it with other people. And if you haven't done so already, tell others. I'm sure people on your team could find benefit from it as well. But check it, I can't take all the credit for myself. The team is doing an amazing job. The Sales Evangelist Podcast is a podcast by the Sales Evangelist Training Organization. It is produced by TSC Studios. The amazing Maureen Griffin is our guest coordinator as well as executive assistant. Our tireless podcast production manager, ensuring everything stays on track, is the one and only Nancy Paul. Our show note and content writer is Priya Joshi. The amazing artwork and video production is done by Desin Cunado. The superior audio quality you hear is thanks to the one and only Jershon O'Bale. Created by The Sales Evangelist and hosted by yours truly, Donald C. Kelly. Sales Podcast Network.